What not to do. Reducing Rastafari to dreadlocks, reggae, or cannabis, one of the most common mistakes Christian leaders make with Rastafari, is reducing it to surface images. Someone sees dreadlocks, hears reggae, notices cannabis language, or recognizes the colors red, gold, green, and black, and assumes they understand the whole person. That is not ministry discernment. That is stereotyping. Rastafari is connected to Caribbean history, African identity, resistance to oppression, biblical imagination, natural living, and the longing for liberation. Not every person with dreadlocks is Rastafari. Not every reggae listener follows Rastafari. Not every Rastafari person practices in the same way. And not every person using Rastafari language is equally committed to Rastafari doctrine or community. A Christian leader should not begin with jokes, assumptions, or moral panic. Do not say, "So this is just about weed and music, right?" Do not mock someone's hair. Do not treat every Caribbean person as Rastafari. Do not assume that someone who says Jah rejects Jesus. Do not assume that biblical words have the same meaning you use in church. Instead, listen. You might say, "I hear you use the word Babylon. What does that mean to you?" You might ask, "When you speak of liberation, what kind of freedom are you longing for?" You might say, "I know Rastafari has deep connections to Jamaica, Africa, and resistance to oppression. I would like to understand your story rather than assume." This kind of approach protects dignity. At the same time, Christian leaders must remain clear. Respect does not mean confusion. Rastafari often uses biblical language, but it may interpret scripture, Christ, salvation, authority, and hope differently from historic Christianity. Some forms place Haile Selassie in a divine or messianic role. Some emphasize return to Africa as central hope. Some treat Babylon as the dominant problem and liberation from Babylon as the path to restoration. The Christian gospel speaks to oppression, exile, and injustice, but it goes deeper. Humanity's deepest bondage is sin and separation from God. The final hope is not only social freedom, cultural dignity, or return to land. It is reconciliation with God, resurrection life, and the new creation in Christ. So do not reduce, do not mock, do not stereotype, listen for the longing, clarify the words. Compare carefully. Then point to Jesus Christ, the true King, who brings freedom deeper than Babylon and hope greater than exile.